Kick its ass.
Giving Ashburn the only compliment it's ever gotten in its existence.
Wait, Gavin, say, leave my son alone again.
Founded after the Battle of Ashbourne in 2017, Ashbourne Town itself was one of the last Jacobite strongholds.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're sitting around in Buckingham Palace going, do we fucking sort out Ashbourne?
Yeah, is that,
fuck, they're Ashbourne's not still fucking...
Still loyal to the Scots. <That's>...
Fucking...
How's that 10-year Ashbourne plan doing? I thought you were working on the 10-year Ashbourne plan.
Fucking state of the place, fucking kept pictures of King James all over the kit, like, fucking ridiculous. Yes, Whacker, thank you for your report. Why did we agree to Whacker again? What's going on here? It's only, God bless anyway, lads, yeah. Always makes me feel bad. Welcome to the final countdown. I'm Manus Cronin. Joining us this week, as always, like Dolly Parton, but in the civil service, working 9 till 5 past 9, it's Gavin Carberry.
That's good.
One of Dublin's tough guys. One of South Dublin's tough guys, anyway. Jack Toner. Always a problem when he had to go to regionals in Finglas. They're like, when are we just going to be generally a bit leery and say, lads, 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 what is this? That guy carrying it out.
Hey, I have friends in Finglas now. No, that's not true. I have friends from Finglas. They've done well.
They take your Finglas card right off you. They do. I was pretty tough for a Southsider, I should say. I was in two gangs. I was in the RRC.
The Jets on the Sharks.
I was in two
separate years.
Yeah, I was in the RRC and the RSC. I was in the Ralph Farnham Wrecking Crew and the Remedial Spelling Class. See what I've done there? See what I've done? It's all a lot of setup for me. Me. You're joining us this week at a time of much consternation. Ronnie O'Sullivan knocked out of the snooker, so they cancel the rest of it. Which was smart move, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Only entertaining when he's in.
When you would go onto the BBC website before he was knocked out in the quarterfinals to Stuart the fat loser Bingham, which is what they've been calling him recently, or someone has been calling him that. I don't know. It would be like everything else, and then like at the top of the snooker page, like, when's Ronnie on the table? It would be a whole article of like, these are the times you can expect to see the only person remaining that anyone cares about in snooker. And then he was gone. So, and I mean, John Duffy came on this podcast and said that he had a source within snooker, deep within the higher echelon snooker, that said it's all fake.
I dare say it couldn't be.
It couldn't be. They would never be like, let's have Ronnie lose in the quarters in the Crucible. They'd be like, no.
Who's left? Is there some sort of young up and comer that they're trying to make like that, the new hotness?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Dana. Sierra N-O-O-K. That would have been much more impressive if I'd known the name.
Yeah, what's the one for N?
Echo. K is... Fuck, what is K?
It's kebab.
Kebab.
Kilo. It's kilo.
It is kilo. Yeah, obviously it's kilo.
But what's N?
Nitro. Named after Monday Nitro.
WCW. Nigel? Well, Roger's in there, so not...
Yeah, Roger, Ronnie the Rocket O'Sullivan. I don't know. It's more fun to make up your own one anyway. Like A for apple, B for bapple, C for capple.
Apple.
Apple. This goes on. It goes on like this. He's been knocked out of the world championship. That's how that one goes. To answer your question, it's a bunch of the like golden hope for snooker was that China will somehow sort it out. Because all of the best young players at the moment are Chinese. But in a move that doesn't really take away from the Duff Masters' point about snooker being entirely fixed. They had to ban like 10 of them for match fixing. So there's fucking like one Chinese guy left. pretty much all of the... It must have been fun to be a Chinese, a retired Chinese snooker player, though, at that time. Because presumably there was like a Patches O'Houlihan figure going around collecting them to go be in the World Championship now because all their
slots. Yeah.
I mean, that's not how that works, but...
I mean, like, can you blame them? Like, if you grow up in a collectivist society and suddenly you're forced into a competition, it's like, no, that's not how it works.
That's not. We got to figure out
who. Forward in snooker. Yeah. You know?
We had a big tournament. We gathered all the best snooker players together and figured out which one of them was most closely related to someone on the general committee of leadership. And then we and decided that they, of course, were the champion. So snooker's fine. Everything's fine. We said we'd come back to the scourge of illicit electrical bicycles. Cycling on the footpath. Oh. We said we'd come back to that, and we almost certainly might. It could happen. But before we get into any of that, it's time to get introduced to these delicious beers, of which there are at least two. I've seen my one. I've seen Gavin's one. Jack, are you sitting there?
Yeah, because I'm actually not. I'm actually not going to train this evening. I'm going to go and do some writing instead at the old wrestling. So yeah, let's get lit up.
You know, I like that. I know that you do train many an evening, but I do like the idea that one should always be like, yeah, I don't think I will train this evening for the 500th evening in a row as the two fattest lads, you know, waddle down to the pub. Will we skip training this evening?
We skip training this evening? Yeah.
We'll just do a bit of writing. We'll do a bit of writing instead, and that'll kind of count.
We'll work on our promos.
Yeah, big fat pub guys are fucking, generally speaking, good promos.
Good fucking promos. Yeah, agreed.
I mean, by good promos, I mean if that bar person drops that glass, they go away.
Look, and acting is reacting, you know. So
a lot of it is. They do have the pack lines, more like kind of like Borscht Belt comics of the like 1950s, where they're, you know, so like, oh, I guess they'll let anyone in here, or you know, any of that stuff.
They have a shtick for sure. Yeah. And look, a lot of it is coming up with catchphrases that people are going to actually enjoy. So once again, I think they're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, there's the man himself. There he is now. Shake the hand that shook the world. There, yeah. Lovely ice cold Heineken there, Jack. We don't need really to review anything else. That's.
Yeah, now this one has been, I would say, in my garden for a frankly unknowable amount of time. So we'll see if that has affected the robust flavor.
Oh, it does.
Flavor.
It looks a little ashy. Was it excavated from the volcano after the volcano erupted and covered Pier Street in ash and preserved everything perfect? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Do you live in Pompeii? Isn't that where that is from?
Pompeii, Dublin too.
Yeah.
Pompeii House in the flats.
I'm fairly sure I fingered someone in Pompeii in Dublin too at some point in my life.
Had to wash your hands first. Didn't want any ash in any places. You didn't.
No, you certainly, like, damn, you certainly this is didn't. Hot. It's because it's a volcano, is it? Good.
Yeah.
It seems like that should be like a shitty nightclub that like wouldn't, it might warn you about fingering but wouldn't throw you out.
Okay.
Yeah, enough of that. Stop that. Just a minute. Give us a minute. I'm still fingering. Give me a minute. I mean, this is fun. This is classy.
This is fun for me.
I've ordered bottle service. Let me finger. Gavin, I've seen you've already poured yours into a glass, so you might tell us about it while I do the same with mine.
Yeah, so I had the first 12 and thought, you know what, I really enjoyed them.
Can just I so not hear Gavin?
Why not try number 13? That is a hop house.
Unreal.
And it is not nice.
Oh no.
Like, I don't know, maybe it's just like I haven't had a big macro beer in a while, but like there's something kind of chemically or something about this.
You know what I'm gonna ask, right?
What?
Were you soaping it?
It tastes like it's been soaped. It does. And I might have been soaping it earlier. Yeah. I mean, soaping my brews.
You were soaping your brews, man.
No one else is gonna.
That's interesting. Like, is it genuinely like it's you're confident that the glass didn't have some shit in it?
Nope, not confident at all.
All right, all right. Well, then let's end this man's whole career.
Yeah, that's a purest cocaine.
So it's one of those highly energizing.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, the way some of the John Player blues with the whole have the hash in it. Yeah. This can had a hole in it and it had cocaine in it. They just give it away for free.
They sell that shit in cans.
Well, my beer, yeah, I will review it because I don't think we've had hop ales on the thing. But first taste, no bueno. Would not. Like, I'll sup it down. Because it's a beer, but like, this is a beer review podcast, and everyone should know that Hop House 13 is shite.
Undeniably a beer review podcast. Undeniably shite. I like that we're getting back to certainty on all of these things.
Yeah, Manus, what have you got there?
Well, I have here hopefully nicer than Hop House 13, which I have to say it's one of those ones where it's what niche in the market was that filling other than. God, it's, we don't want to have a tap with something good on it, so in goes Hop House. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
I won't name the person who I used to hang around with who told me in all sincerity once that they were. I mean, it's stupid anyway, no matter what the beer you're talking about is, but it's like, I fucking love the Hop House in the way Turk said there's a great point of Hop House.
Kirk's head is a great pint of Hop House.
Now, I have to say, it's no stupider than saying it does a great pint of Guinness in 2024. Like, but people do say that. So, actually, I take back my opprobrium for the person in question. I have here Hop Berg right ahead. The beer that sunk the Titanic with hops by making the captain drunk. It's Hop Berg Schwartz beer.
Mm. Oh, we got a Schwartz.
We got a Schwartz alarm!
We got a Schwartz in the mix.
Oh, God, we got a little Schwartz there. Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, with a little Schwartz. Hopberg, a beer that I had basically ignored, but I saw everywhere. They do their Helles, you will likely have seen, even if you don't know you've seen it, comes a brown bottle. I just thought it was like a nondescript German import. It's not. They're made on Dublin 7, according to themselves, and then the bottle has never been known to lie. But yeah, they're brewed in Dublin. And they seem to be making German beer with it, with an Irish twist. So they've made it worse. No, I don't know.
The twist is right.
The twist is we made it wrong.
That was German.
Potato in there.
Whoopsie. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, there's potato in the beer, but it's not a bug. It's a feature. So we have delicious or potentially delicious Hopper Schwartz. It's one of those ones where there's few enough of them that it's like, I'll just buy, if it's a Schwartz beer, I'm going to buy that one.
Yeah. You just never see them. Like.
Yeah. Mm. And less even still, like the ones you do see is like a Kolsch that's brought in from somewhere, like in a specialist off license or whatever. You certainly don't expect to see one brewed here with any regularity. And yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, surprising. Exactly, no one. Beer is nice.
Yeah, it's not. I feel I have not. The whatever wow factor I used to get off them is kind of gone. It's I may not be as in love with the style as I used to be, but that's a nice beer. I like it. It tastes nice.
Is there any
just as you said, like any sort of wow factor may have rolled away, like. We've really ruined beer for ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, it's true.
I was just going to ask, is there any beer that still does that, or is it all just chasing the dragon?
Yeah, you ever drink it? You ever drink out of a can that someone's previously used as an ashtray and you didn't know about it?
Wow.
That has a certain fucking wow factor.
That's horrible.
To it.
Yeah, very fair.
I feel like we are kind of chasing the dragon here. It's like we know what's good. We know what we like, but the idea of getting another like F3 World's End, holy shit, the come with me. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like not happening, you know.
No, which, it's
that, you know, but that's not just beer, and that's just not just critique. That's getting older and realizing
that's getting older.
There's less of the world that's like unknown to you.
And the only way to combat that is not a desirable way to be. Is you have to like descend just so deep into being an anorak. Like I haven't put in the hard yards, as you can tell, to be able to tell you like, oh, the Simcoe is really coming through there. And you can tell by the grassy wetness to the, you know, I don't have the vocabulary to do that or the palate. And I'm glad I don't, because those people are losers. Sorry, John. He's the coolest one by far.
He's the exception that proves the rule, but like he must understand.
I didn't say he was an exception. I said he was the coolest one. every now and again, because the nut is the nut, someone will respond to him on Twitter by going, "Gee, I bet you're fun at parties." To which I always want to hop in and go, comparatively speaking, he's gas.
Yeah, like he actually is pretty fun to be around. Yeah.
Want to sit beside him in the pub, it's actually fun. I know why you think that. But although the person to whom the only response available to being told something they didn't know is, "Bet you're good at party," that person's shit at parties. That person doesn't get invited to parties.
Yeah.
None of the ones I go to anyway. I mean, we went to an exclusive university, not Trinity. The one we went to that was exclusive, we can't tell you about.
Secret university that we all did our masters in.
Got pretty good at baiting during your masters, I think, Gavin, did you?
I did my entire masters on baiting.
I did a PhD, pulling your dick. I think it was
fewer, like you couldn't have thought.
No, I mean that would have taken
so many words begin with H, man.
That would have taken huge dick would have been the obvious one, but I have to say
there's like
hairy dick.
Hey, your dick.
Oh, your dick, you know. That's what it is. So I don't know. We'll come back to these beers and we'll review them.
We had some we electric bikes. We've got a gripe.
Yeah, I'm griping about them.
I think that we all did the homework of keeping an eye out for electric bikes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't see any electric bikes on footpaths, but what I did get in my letterbox was something from a local councillor where he had surreptitiously taken pictures of people on bikes on footpaths and be like, "We need to end this scourge." These pictures make me never want to vote for you. They're so weird.
We got a very po-faced and serious leaflet in our door from Mary Siri Carney. Mary Serious Carnage about the dangers of the Momo challenge on Facebook.
From like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was like part of like she's doing public meetings about social media safety, and one of the big things is Momo on Mary Sue Curran's agenda. I don't mind telling you. It's public meeting season. We've gone off on a tangent here, and
it's public meeting season. Absolutely. Like the St. Andrew's Hall in Rialto is booked. different councillors every night of the week. It's like a fucking festival.
I'll be going to Deirdre Conroy's wills and probate public meeting in next week. I never miss that one. That's always a big one. And Councillor David McManus, he's doing one on the Jews, interestingly.
Interesting. David McManus?
No, David McManus isn't doing a public meeting on the Jews. It's about roadworks or something. I don't know what it is.
That's probably a good thing, but it's much less exciting.
Well, their point is, of course, none of these public meetings are about having the public meeting. It's about being skirting the rules around putting up your poster before the election.
Yeah.
So you put up, they're just election posters, but they put public meeting like stickers on them. so that it's fine to put them up and they can't be taken. They can't be taken. We should really be going to these. And being like, yeah, what? And be going like, yeah, okay, explain yourself. What have you got to say about this issue, sir?
Do you think people do?
They're always in pubs. I presume they're just their mates just go to the pub. So that technically, if anyone comes along, they have had a public meeting. I can't imagine, with the best will in the world, that David McManus is drawing a big crowd to the public meeting in Revels on a Wednesday evening in Rafana Village.
Not a lot else to be done on a Wednesday. So,
man, they're sitting in a different part of the pub to be done, which is what I would be doing.
That is aggressively true. Yeah.
It's got to be the sort of, in my mind, has replaced the Mitch Everett joke about employee of the month being the only time you could be a winner and a loser at the same time. It's like winning, like topping the poll in local council election. It's like, okay, yeah, you won.
Congratulations. Enjoy that 13 grand a year, you know, like
this. Oh, it's up to 13, is it? They've got
I actually don't know what it is, but
I remember being baffled by how few votes you could be a councillor on, and then being like, oh yeah, well, I mean, look at it is about a pay increment that you get. It could be 13 grand. They're supposed to be part-time jobs.
They're supposed to be part-time jobs.
Yeah.
Exactly what you want from your local body.
Part-time.
And you probably don't attract too much, like, opprobrium. You're probably fine. Like, you probably
not a councillor. No. Councillor, you're all good.
Yeah, you're not really getting it. You might get recognised in the pub. You're not getting, like, abuse.
Hmm.
I don't hate any councillors, for example. Except that Councillor Hitler. He's a real twerp. Councillor Neil Hitler Fitzpatrick is his name.
is there power to be wielded irresponsibly, though, if you're a councillor? Like, could I be
there? Sure, used to be. They used to do all the handle all the zoning and the planning.
Oh, that's class. Yeah, it gives a bit.
And it's like comparatively pretty cheap to bribe a councillor, so they got bribed, and not even a lot. Loads of money.
That was a counselor. Yeah, yeah. They're doing the little money dance.
Sorry, loads of money guy.
He continued on to being he's still like a person in good standing. Like, no one burned his house down. No, of course he did that. He's a counselor. He's fine. He knew he'd be fine. He probably saw the camera, but still, like.
And everyone was like, look how cheap we got this done for. We gave him a grand, and now we have a driveway. Pretty cheap for a driveway.
I mean, it depends on who you get it from. Some of those tarmacers, it's more trouble than it's worth, to be honest with you, to engage them for their services. So local councillors, it's public meeting season. God bless them. No, you're noticing of the councillor who's putting it, who's sent around illicit pictures of bicycles and footpaths. It sort of goes towards the point I'm about to make about the electric bicycles. I'm not, by the way, against pedelec vehicles, as they are called.
Oh, there's a man who's done the requisite amount of reading before making this point.
Yeah, I presume pedelec vehicles sounds like they were named by a rural policeman, which, you know, I'm kind of fine with.
Yeah.
My problem is, of course, there's rules around what you're allowed to have, and they're, of course, not being followed because, of course, there's no enforcement on them. So you've got these, like, the engine is only supposed to work when you're pedaling, and it's supposed to be limited to, I think, 25 kilometers an hour, which is, you can argue whether that's too low. I think it probably is. I mean, you could probably bump that up a little bit. But of course, there's either aftermarket hacks, or you just buy them from outside the market, and it's just an electric motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got the big tires, they go way faster than 25k, and you do not have to pedal. So it's just an unlicensed motorbike. And they're hijacking the cycling infrastructure, which is bad enough as it is. And we're trying to advocate for more. And I usually can fairly safely make, and there's like a certain amount of public intolerance to, but like sort of acceptance of you know, the little rule breaks that you can sort of do. It's like, I'm gonna slow roll through this pedestrian crossing.
Yeah. I'm not pedaling, but I'm also not putting on the brakes.
Yeah. I'm just slow rolling through here. It's like, yeah, I'm about 200 yards from my gaff. I'm gonna hop up onto the fucking. I'm gonna hop up onto the wrong side of this fucking. So I'm gonna go the wrong way on this cycle lane for just nobody in it. And if there is, I'll just bip into the path for, you know, for a little while. Nobody loves it. You meet a pedestrian, you generally get off or whatever. Some people don't. And I've always been able to defend it by going, look, no one ever dies.
No one's gonna get hurt.
Like, it's just not going to happen. People get hit by cars all the time, and it's a massive problem. This, it's just never a problem. And I think at a time when those of us who cycle frequently are really trying to push for more and better, not even more. We really don't want more. We want better cycling.
Better, yeah.
Because the government loves more.
My kind of concern with the Green Party is that they do just want more.
Rather than
better.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, they know it's inadequate. Our government knows for sure it's inadequate, because you remember when they had the like, was it a European thing or was it a global thing? The fucking green transport convention thing at the convention center, and in the week before they put up all this all these bollards and all this stuff on the ground, and just to temper it, like just in the area of the convention center to make it look like we are Amsterdam. So they know. They put up a Potemkin village around the convention center. They know what it's supposed to look like, and they know what they're supposed to be doing, and they aren't doing it. We love more. There's government contracts to be issued with more. I would like better, please. Thank you very much. And at a time when we're looking for that, to have that same infrastructure basically taken over by what mopeds used to be.
Mm.
In fact, they're worse than what mopeds used to be. A little history lesson on mopeds. Used to be, certainly when I was a youth, that you could drive a moped unaccompanied on a provisional license, the same provisional license you got for your car. Mm. And you could basically drive unaccompanied on a moped forever. And you were insured. You had to wear your L tabard. That was the only requirement. And I think this one I'm not sure of. I think you could do so at 16 as opposed to 17.
Yeah, I seem to remember that as well. Like, because I remember being like 14 and being like, when I'm 16, I'm going to get a moped.
And your parents were like,
no way to action that.
Mopeds are just lying around, right?
Yeah. So mopeds sort of got this the reputation as the thing that the wayward 16-year-old got and caused trouble on, basically. And so we legislated them basically out of existence. You very rarely see a moped anymore. You see, you do see them, but they're not really. All the people who used to drive mopeds now have these modified electric bikes.
Yeah.
And at least when you had the mopeds, they were taxed, registered, insured, and you had to wear a helmet. You had to wear a helmet, you know, all that stuff.
Have to wear a helmet on the electric bike as well, but not enforced.
Of course it's not enforced. Oh, well, actually, I don't think you legally have to wear a helmet, do you?
You know, fucking hell. Jesus.
You certainly don't legally have to wear one on a push bike. The only thing you have to wear, front and rear lights, working brake, one working brake, and a bell, as what you have to have. You don't have to have a helmet. No need for high vis. I'm not saying you shouldn't use those things, but I think legally speaking, that's all you need. So that, like, the law that's for like a push bike is now being applied to a thing that goes about as fast as a moped could ever go. Yeah, and they've got the big fat fucking tires on them. Like, they're just electric mopeds. They are, apart from that, they're quiet, and so therefore actually less safe. They're no different than when Colly Moore was bopping on two-stroke engines onto fucking bikes. Remember?
Yeah. Tricking out, pimp my bike.
Yeah, and a quiet word was had from law enforcement, and a stop was put to it. but like, it's the same thing, and so we're just that's what we have now, and that will be used as an attack vehicle for like these bloody cyclists.
It's frustrating because like. The death of the moped was you know, it, because of like how the kind of social behaviors around mopeds rather than anything in particular with them. And I think what we wanted was better peds, but we just got mopeds again.
That's good.
Thank you. Sorry, haven't been listening to you at all. I have just been thinking about when I'm going to say not better peds, mopeds.
That, I'm glad I restrained my spit take then. In that case, you don't deserve it, you pig. I had a mouthful of beer, and it's very delicious beer, and I have a very inexpensive but necessary laptop in front of me. So I was like, you're going to get a big laugh or no laugh here, and I swallowed it down, and you got none.
Yeah, you were right to do so. Do people equate the big electric pedal bikes with cyclists? I think they're almost like in the mind of the public in a different category. Like they use cycling infrastructure. You see that every day. But like when I see those, I don't think there's a cyclist. I think there's someone on an electric bike.
Fair enough. And I have to say, I think the same thing. But we are cyclists.
We are cyclists, yeah.
We interact and we know that it's a different thing. And I will accept that a lot of the people who are like grumbling and bloody cyclisting about it, they just will be doing that no matter what.
That's
they like to do that. And I don't even want to take it away from them because God knows what they put their energy into if they can't hate the bloody cyclists.
Gotta hate something.
Yeah. Probably trying to claim stolen, you know, like that's what happened the last time.
Fucking God, remember when all they hated was the Polish? Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember how quaint a time that seems.
It was a simpler time back then.
And they can't have hated the Polish that much. They didn't burn shit. Nobody burned anything over Polish people coming over here. I think even the racists were sort of paying lip service by being annoyed about Polish people coming over. I think they were like, fucking, I guess I have to hate this, but like, fucking vodka and shit, I don't know.
I feel like I certainly in my family experienced that like tacit racism. You know, all my grandparents were alive when Poland were allowed into the EU, and I was like, I don't even think you believe this, Nana and Granddad. You know?
They couldn't, because they knew that a certain generation, Nana and Granddad's generation, they sort of were like, that's where the Pope's from.
You don't even have any like stereotypes to grab onto and like, you know, and hate. It's like, I don't actually know enough about these people. Let's literally figure it out. Oh, they're great.
I remember one Romanian friend of mine was telling me, like, the best thing ever for Romanians in this country was when Romania got into the EU and suddenly we got loads of Romanians, because he was just like, yeah, the ones who come here and do the stuff you don't like, we fucking hate them too. So like now you interact with like a bunch of lads who are Moldovan in air quotes, so like, yeah, I'm from Bucharest, or you know, like I say Moldovan because there's no negative connotation to that, but I remember when Romanian was a category that like people didn't like. I remember that being it.
Yeah.
As if you talk to another,
that they'd say Moldovan.
Well, because Moldovans, their language is basically the same.
Mm.
So they are. They don't. It wouldn't. There are countries to the east of Germany that would be like annoyed. They don't like each other an awful lot. Like I don't think, no matter what Hasselt would say of a Serb, they would claim to be a Croat. that will bother them.
Be like, even if we were in a deadly scrape, would you claim to be British?
I went to Trinity. What are you talking about? I fucking
I've been claiming it over there.
I want to be British desperately.
I went to Trinity when I graduated. They gave me a British passport.
Matt, I fucking got so proud when Brexit happened, and I don't know why, but I did. I just really...
It's just nice thank to see God. Lads doing well, you know?
Now our decisions can be made by those Westminster banana straighteners instead of those ones in Brussels. I could see it if there was like some sort of... If I was British and I was looking at my government, I'm going like, fucking, why am I trusting these guys in Brussels who have no idea what's going on in real England when I could be trusting my government? And it's like, yeah, but like...
Look at your government. Look at them. Look at Bojo. Look at...
What do you think he knows or cares about you, sir? Please elaborate. So, no, I've seen him run over a small school child in a game of tag rugby once. That seemed pretty cool. Yeah, okay, that was cool. I'm giving you... I'm granting
you.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah. Look at, yeah, your prime minister is gas. He is. I'm not going to say he isn't, but couldn't you focus that adoration onto some sort of Dustin figure that could be? He'll even pretend to run for election every few years. It'll be fun.
It'll be, yeah.
My dad used to do Tallyman and a few at the count centers, and he's like, the amount of spoiled votes for Dustin is very big. Most spoiled votes are for Dustin. Dustin and Elvis, still? I think he said 1 year. No, probably not still. He also hasn't done it in 20 good. Years. Like, most spoiled votes are for Dustin or Elvis. That was like they just write, they don't, like, just someone has put in an extra box and ticked Dustin. That's what they've done on the.
Oh, right. So they voted. Sorry. So they have gone in. They have like chosen their thing and
the
then put in an extra
spoiled vote. I think the most valid form of vote based protest. Like, I was willing to show up, just not for any of you.
Yeah, I think personally the most valid form of vote based protest is just giving a good solid 1-2 to Fine Gael. I think it's probably the most.
That'll show them.
What it'll do is it's the same way when you want the UFC to come back to your area, you really react really well to them when they come. You buy the tickets, you buy a lot of merch, you know, and you really react loudly to all the fights, and then they might come back. Daddy Dana might bring a pay-per-view back to your city. So I think the real way is to just show them that you're loyal even in the bad times, especially in the bad times. Double down, vote a couple of times. Simon Harris is getting several votes from my house. I don't mind that. And we don't own this constituency. I'm going to go in and write Simon Harris.
You're going to draw an extra box with Simon Harris and just give it to
him. He's the Dustin of your area.
Yeah. I'm actually just going to put write legend on it and they'll know.
They'll
fucking know. It's like when Simon Harris was playing in the NBA and they used to call him Larry Legend. Come to think of it, that might have been Larry Bird, I'm thinking of. I don't think Simon Harris did play in the NBA. He'd struggle in the NBA today.
He would. He's so old.
He's fucking ancient. Like,
I think his knees wouldn't be up to the modern game, given how unmodern they are.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think George Best would do in the Premiership today? Badly.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. It'd be like playing with 10 men. Like,
he'd struggle, like, to tell you the truth. Like, the game isn't... there's no room in the game for George Best now, which is a shame. Yeah.
Unless, like, you got, like, a Bobby Charlton on the other side, in which case the game might
balance,
be even...
Balance it out a little bit. Yeah, that's true. Is Bobby Charlton dead?
Yeah.
Which is very, very old. Oh, he died recently? Was that not... Yeah, that's a shame. Sir Bobby. They love giving the title. They love giving the sir, don't they, in the UK?
Yeah.
I mean, it does feel a little bit like insisting on being called doctor when you have one of those honorary PhDs, you know? It's like, come on. That's not a real... Where's your sword? Come on, buddy.
The day before my granddad's funeral a couple of weeks ago, a friend of ours, Ruby, was at one of those ceremonies. Her uncle was receiving a knighthood or some
sir uncle
yeah.
And she was just like, it's just the funniest day. But like, I give them to fucking loads of people apparently.
I didn't know that
maybe not the knighthood, but there's
You got to molest a lot of people before you get the knighthood. The OB...
What did he get the knighthood for? Like, services to Nancy?
No, that's the damn it, I had a joke there and I've completely lost
you
it.
Can get the OBE for like a drunken misunderstanding, but the knighthood, you've got a fucking nonce. You've got it. You can get an MBE for peeing in a playground after hours, but
yeah,
you can
the OBE,
fucking.
She had to look 18.
Yeah.
Wait, which
the
is that? So
MBE, it's
got to
be full on boyhood.
That's
MBE, massive British Egypt.
OBE.
Obvious bastard. Eminence. I don't know. I'm not good at the coming up with what those things are on the fly.
Yeah, CBE. But, come on, man, you can do it.
Yeah, no, this guy got a knighthood. Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
That's good for him.
Turns out all
you have to do it must be a real honor.
Millions of pounds.
It must be a real honor to be inducted into the same order of knights as Gary Barlow.
Surely.
Gosh, I don't know that he does. I mean, he's at least one greatest hits album and an official World Cup song away from a knighthood, I think.
Yeah, I think he did a lot with the Olympics. So, he's an OBE.
On the way. He's on the way. That's like being beatified. Not it's the thing before beatified, where you're like you're blessed. If he had, is he too late? Is it too
David
late
Beckham
for him to?
Has one. David Beckham's OBE.
Is he OBE? That's the one. That's the one just before.
Before Sir, is it?
Yeah.
I'll look up the. We'll find out what the other one is because I'll look up the only person. Sorry, Sir Cliff Richard is OBE.
Yeah.
Oh, so you okay, still get the sir.
Oh, they don't tell you, but they don't take the OBE off you, surely.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Oh, you can get both?
You can get both? I thought it was like OBE.
Jimmy Savile certainly had both. He was
Who
an
had
OBE
both?
Before. Jimmy Savile had both. He got the OBE first, and then he got the knighthood, the full. I think.
Okay. So you can be. Okay.
I mean, that's the big takeaway from that documentary. I turned it off about three quarters of the way through the first one, but you know, I'm pretty sure he got a knighthood, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah, and then everything went great.
Yeah. What do you get an ODB if you? What do you have to do for that one?
You got to be down with me.
Yeah, or OBE Trice, real name, no gimmicks. I don't know. You get that one, but it's pretty important. We don't have. Do we have any like sort of state honors like that? Yeah, it's like the President's Award that you get for like hiking or something.
Yeah, the Gashka. Yeah, I don't think we have any real ones.
Don't. We have no.
You should be able to.
Yes, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
What do we have?
The EY Entrepreneur of the Year.
Young Scientist.
BT Young Scientist. What's the one they give to the radio people?
Oh, the Choice Music Prize? No, the fucking... What?
I mean, that's the tippy
Imro
top.
Imro Hall of Fame?
Well, no, I mean, not... But the one that they fucking... Like, my cousin has one. Like, everyone in radio gets one. They're like... I can't remember. Irish Radio Awards. I have to Google this. I don't know if it's quite up there with a Lifetime Achievement Award presented by Bono at the Meteor Awards. I mean... that's the Niall, recently renamed the Niall Stokes Award, or the My Face Award. Yeah, the only one coming up here is the Imra Awards. It's like, I guess it must be the Imra Awards. It's just it's not ringing a bell with me. Irish Music Rights Organization. What a bunch of legends. Remember your dad, Jack, getting stung by a rep from Imro calling him in the office, being like, do you guys have a radio? Like, yeah, we do, yeah. Oh, shit.
I mean, no. We only use it to listen to the news. No music.
No music, yeah. Is it a public-facing office? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can pop in if you like. Oh, shit.
I definitely shouldn't have said it was a secret account.
There used to be, I don't know how real those jobs were, but there used to be like jobs posted where you could be a little Imro snitch. You could go to gigs and report on covers. that boundary.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't have no idea if that was
the lowest of the low.
That's would not
spit on them if they were on fire.
Yeah.
is such a funny joke. Like where does that like couldn't get a job as a clamper?
Yeah.
You might be the one for Imro Snitch.
Yeah, the clampers were like, oh Jesus, we can't. Not with this guy's too much of a dickhead.
This guy's a real dweeb.
Have you ever interacted with a clamper? Are they themselves dickheads, or is it just
I had one interaction with a clamper, and it was lovely.
Yeah, I had an interaction with a clamper, and he was grand. Like, yeah. They're doing like, I was going to say tough job. Like, I think putting the things on is fairly easy, but like all of their interactions are so shite.
Yeah, you're never
best, the good guy.
Like at best, the person will be like businesslike with you. When they're ringing at the phone.
It's like one of those things, like, I'm the worst part of your day.
Mm.
Everyone you talk to in your day.
I bet the... But that's just because I'm a terrible employee.
Yes, I mean... I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a terrible employee. I mean, I don't trust you if you're good at it. I don't fully trust you. I mean, what are you up to? There is a load of that. Not in my part of the Irish public service, actually. In fact, in no part of the Irish public service does this exist. I heard this from a friend of mine who works in Spain. In the Spanish public service, there's a big culture of, like, when someone's good, like, looking around and going, what the fuck is this cunt trying to do? What's fucking trying to fucking, oh, you're going to try to get promoted or something, are you?
Trying
to fucking make us look bad, are you? Fucking Spanish public service, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Jeez, sounds brilliant.
Yeah, Spanish HSE is pretty rough as well, I'm told. The Spanish minister for the Gael talk does it dickhead as well. We don't have a dedicated Gael talk minister anymore. They history and geography is that... that fucking ministership, didn't there? And she like sports, enterprise, and the Gaeltacht or something like that.
Yeah. Department of Foreign Affairs and the Gaeltacht.
Foreign Affairs,
basically,
man.
A foreign country.
I would hate every step up to becoming Minister for Foreign Affairs. I'd fucking hate, but Minister for Foreign Affairs seems like the sweetest plum.
It does. It seems absolutely
flat. Why would you hate every step on the way to it?
Imagine running for election. Like, think about, like, how little fun that would be. And then imagine that being probably the most fun you're going to have before you're Minister for Foreign Affairs. Like, trying to fucking politic with all these little weasels within your parliamentary party and having these little factions and having to leak things to the fucking your little mate in the media. Like, it can't be worth the money. It can't be. I'm going to go fuck a host of constituency clinic and basically be Joe Duffy, but not on the radio for a while. And then fucking write emails to the passport office for the next 6 days. It appeals to Simon Harris. He's the only person who I think actually enjoys the process of being a politician. I think he's just like, I fucking love doing ribbon cutting. Like, it strikes me that he likes that. But Minister for Foreign Affairs, going to various galas and balls across the globe.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
What more could a
primary school teacher hope to achieve? They're not all primary school teachers. Some of them, to be fair, are landlords. They're all the jobs that you can sort of go away from and they're still there untouched when you come back. How do you balance your large property portfolio with your job in the department as the Minister for Finance? What's tough one, to be honest with you, you know, leaving the houses there to accumulate wealth, that's difficult. Contacting the old, I know there's a landlord out there. It's a lot more harder than that. Good, it's harder than that. Sometimes it's not good to have property. Sometimes it's you'd rather didn't have it. So I don't, you can, no, I'm not giving it away. But, you
know, absolutely, but not. No, I'm not even selling it for market value.
Sure, I could solidify it. I could solidify an enormous gain now, but sometimes it is bad to have it, and I'd rather not solidify that gain.
Yeah, that. Why would you do that when you could just not do that? You know, it's pretty. Yeah. We're a pretty radical podcast here on the Vinyl Countdown.
Yeah,
I'm coming out pretty.
Obviously, it's audio, so you can't see all the sick kick flips and 360 flips that we've been doing. But we're radical.
I'm coming out though. I'm coming out pro landlord. I think it'll go well for me.
Yeah, finally, someone.
Yeah,
someone sees a bit of sense.
Yeah. And I'm balance it out. I'm pro Palestine too. Put that in your pipe and suck my dick, you cunts.
All the rent money is going straight to Palestine. Now, how do you feel?
Now, how do you feel about it? Oh, yeah. Rent pressure zones are a fucking great idea now, aren't they? You crusty bastard. You.
Yeah.
Cut your goddamn dreadlocks and get a job. I don't think any of those things. I don't think any of those things. I won't. In fact, I so hate Palestine that I won't be watching the Eurovision tomorrow. Did I say hate Palestine and won't be watching the Eurovision? Sorry. I can't remember what my point was here. I love Palestine. It's great. And I hate the Eurovision. So I feel like me not watching the Eurovision in protest of the actions of the IDF is a little bit like the kid who like gives up fucking bran flakes for Lent.
It's yeah.
Fucking giving up. Yeah.
What are you giving up?
Going to mass. Giving up going to mass. How about giving up homework for Lent? How about that? Fucking didn't see that loophole. Did you come in, Mrs. Murphy? Did you? Not gonna do me homework for Lent. Giving it up for God and shit. You never were allowed.
Where is that little boy now?
Yeah,
he's reviewing a hop house beer.
Yeah, what's the final Richter scale verdict on the old hop house there, Gavin?
Canned hop house is a 2.5 out of 10. It is not good.
That's interesting that it gives you the opportunity to sort of sit with the beer and examine it. Because I've had pints of hop house out and you're out with your friends. You don't fucking. It's just.
Yeah. You're not tasting every note. You're not worried about it. It's a vehicle for socializing. Whereas when you're trying to taste it, hop house is steaming hot, garbage.
So that's it. So did you give it a score? You say it's a
2.5.
2.5.
It's bad.
Good.
It's bad. I don't normally give low scores, but that is shite.
That means all the more coming from you, Gav.
Yeah, you should be comfortable. You should be comfortable giving a 2.5 to hop house because it's an annoying because no one believes in it. You know, no. they didn't sit there like making it because they thought it was going to be good. They sat there going like, "This will take up space."
Yeah,
this will trick them. This will be like, I think I'd like a craft beer tonight. We'll have a hop house, and you're ruining. You're not giving. There's someone out there who could have gone somewhere else and had whatever. Like, we always talk about it like it was the best beer in the world. Frankly, it was just a novelty beer. But the first time we all had World's End, and it was just like, fucking hell, this can be beer?
Yeah.
Like, you're taking away that chance from some young buck who might then spend the rest of his life writing a blog that no one will read or putting out a podcast that no one will hear.
But community is important.
Manus, I'm interested in what you have to say about this Schwartz.
Schwartz! We got Schwartz! Yeah, it's a fucking... I can't give it a 10, which we did give a Schwartz beer before, but that was because it was like 120 a can for a really, really beer.
This is like...
You don't get much change out of £4 for this. In fact, I think it might have been £4. Not comparing apples with apples because, you know, the inflation has gone awry and minimum unit pricing has not helped with that. But this is really fucking nice. It's not a... I think I've had their Hellas before and it's a quaffer. This ain't quite that, as you can tell by the fact that I still have this. There's body and meat to this. If I remember, what I really loved about Schwartz's before was that they were also kind of clean and very quaffable. This isn't that.
There's... Yeah, yeah, light and yeah.
Yeah, but this is really nice. It's hard to I give it a 9, I'd say.
Whoa, that's a high score.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking I mean we have biases with styles here, and ones we don't have very often, they're gonna be
Your Browns, your Schwartz's,
We like beers of color. We're pretty much in favor of those things.
Absolutely.
We don't like our beers to be too pale, male, and stale. And this, it's a 9. And they apparently won gold at the Lyon Concours International.
They don't just give those out. That's what I know.
That's one thing we know for sure at these beer festivals. Gold award.
The Lyon Concours International. Yeah. I mean, I assume Coors were...
Yeah, it was the Molson and Coors.
They know
a
thing or two about beer.
Hang on. They're not. I mean, they might know something. They're not Italian, Gavin. Give them. They're not the fucking lager connoisseurs. Jesus. Jack, I presume.
As always, the couple of sips of Heineken, a stone cold 10.
Your Honor, I don't know how I was summoned to hear it. I was stone cold sober behind the wheel. Funny thing, funny way to describe being sober. I've seen Stone Cold.
He loves drinking.
He's always locked.
As sober as Stone Cold. That's what
that
is. And I swear that for the next, I actually did try and get. We went to when we were in Philadelphia, a retro shop that has a retro wrestling shop that has a dedicated Stone Cold room. And it's just Stone Cold memorabilia, and there's a few cans of Broken Skull Ranch there, and they wouldn't sell them to me.
Really?
Because it's just memorabilia at that point. They're like, nah, man. That's just there so people can see it.
Is he still brewing it?
Yeah. It's just, I think it's just quite difficult to get your hands on because people keep buying it.
Fair.
Surely a good business person would actually just stick a price on it that's ludicrous. Like, you don't not sell something in your shop. You fucking put, like, if you really don't want to sell it, it's $1,000 a cap.
Oh, these guys were well able to sell stuff at outrageous prices. There was like a Razor Ramon t-shirt there for like $400.
Okay, yeah, that's insane. Those people are nuts. I just always remember getting a lesson as like a 19-year-old neophyte, straight out of school, working in a shop with a man who made his money running shops. And he was like, everything in here is for sale. If I don't want to sell it, I put the price so ridiculous that if they buy it, happy days. The fucking display case is for sale. If someone wants it, it's 500 quid. It costs me 50 quid to replace. It's just a pain in the arse. But it's all for sale. Do not let money walk out that door. And this man was... I don't think he let money walk out his door either. He's one of these multimillionaires who like never spent a penny.
Yeah,
you know, like those Bill guys. Gates.
I didn't get rich by writing a lot of checks.
Exactly. You know,
such a waste.
Bill Gates did write a lot of checks, though, as it turns out.
Hmm.
And what about his ass? Could it cash him?
It couldn't cash him. That was the problem.
Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.